David Roby, Radio Hallam News at 4.
You're listening to 5 years of Radio Hallam. Here's a shopping flash you can't ignore. Over 2,000 prices slashed even further at the Gateway Supersaw. Sorry.
On Saturday morning, the main conference hall was put to use. The delegates sitting before an adult panel on a raised dais. The panel consisted of, see attached, I haven't got attached.
It pays to advertise.
Good God.
How much over was I?
About 2:30.
We're just going to say another great song, which comes from the pencil of T.H. Went, and then we can play, and you can come over the top of it if you want.
Oh, no, don't ask to be clever.
For beautiful apartments, those glorious Spanish beaches, and a resident courier, phone Aran International on Sheffield 737-491. They know how to put the sun into your sunning sun.
Can you take the cans down a little bit, please? I'm only short. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Still booming round, isn't it?
Let's have a quick rural setting. Henry Robert Smith, the estate developers, are building superb Mews cottages at Longcroft Park, situated in the beautiful, the rural setting between Bradway and Holmesfield, yet only 6 miles from the city centre. All the cottages have 3 bedrooms, garage and garden. Which make these cottages so attractive are the beamed ceilings, Georgian windows, period fireplaces, and Warren cast stove. What more can I say in 45 seconds?
Sounds as if I'm in a loo.
Good afternoon. I'm Angela Jones of the Daily Express.
Love don't come no stranger. Stronger. Love don't come no stronger than yours and mine by Jeff Perry. After the Wigan feature, we slowed the tempo because the turntable broke.
Sorry. Right. Good evening. My name's Ian Rufus. This is New Scene.
After the Wigan feature, we slowed the tempo with Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, the Delphonics. Wigan Casino smash play this week was I'm Your What?
Yes, it is.
Pimp?
Yeah.
Charming.
I'm sorry we can't bring you that report. Robin Etherington, Radio Hallam News.
Let's all get together. Pass the word around.
LBC. Where news comes first.
Radio Hallam, where news comes a poor second.
And if you have a copy of the Daily Express, you could win £5. Do you have a copy of the paper?
No.
No?
Joe, you're not thinking of buying another new Volkswagen, are you?
No, I only bought my last VW 3 months ago, and that will last me a long time yet.
Why do you keep dealing with Gordon Lamb?
I've been coming for the past 16 years and get excellent service and satisfaction from still a family business, you know.
Well, there you are. Be like Joe Hooper of Chesterfield. I can't.
Wigan Casino smash play this week was I'm Your Pimp, the... What?
Well, I can't congratulate you. You haven't won £5. Hello?
What made you think we had?
Pardon?
What made you think we had?
Here's a toast to Clogs, the switched-on shop for fashion-conscious feet opening this Saturday on High Court off High Street. Make the scene early, fellas. Be the first to score in their high-fashion men's shoes. And leap into action, ladies. Get all eyes down on beautiful, exclusive wooden clogs and stunning boots that'll go to your legs like they love you. Yeah, there's stock to make your eyes pop and a made-to-measure service, too. At Clogs, with a glass of champagne for every buyer in the opening this Saturday at High Court off High Street. Oh, blast!
And finally, you heard Take Me Back, the Flock. Make sure I pronounce that properly.
Atkinson's of Sheffield at...
Atkinson's of Sheffield.
Dedications go to Linda Butler on her birthday and to... Who's V. Longdon?
There's Greyhound racing as usual at Ollerton Stadium tonight, tomorrow and Tuesday. All meetings beginning at 7:30. Four newcomers are taking part this weekend. Miss K.P. Murray's Monkey Come King Kong.
Good news for commercial radio. For the opposition, Sir John Eden said today he has no doubt commercial stations will contribute something of great value to the community.
Well, here's a simple way of getting it for a tiny price of one stamp.
Well, if you had had a copy of the paper, I would have given you £5.
Why?
Because the Daily Express at the moment are running a 4-week campaign.
Yes, but why pick on us? Our name isn't there. What do you mean?
Here's a toast to Clarks, the switched-on shop for fashion-conscious feet, opening this Saturday on High Court off High Street. Make the scene early, fellas. Be the first to score in their high-fashion men's shoes. And leap into action, ladies. Get all eyes down on beautiful, exclusive wooden clogs and stunning boots that'll go to your legs like they love you. Yeah, there's stock to make your eyes pop and a made-to-measure service, too, at Clarks, with a glass of champagne for every buyer in their opening this Saturday at High Court off High Street near Sheffield. Oh, why do I keep saying near Sheffield?
Silly twit!
No comment. 6.5 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. We're looking at the 5 years of Radio Hallam, some of the more light-hearted incidents that have happened over the past 5 years, as well as some of the more serious news items and documentaries that we've done extracts from, and also, according to, some of the guests who've popped in to see us at Radio Hallam. We'll be going back downstairs to the blooper department between now and 8 o'clock this evening. We kept up our regular outside broadcasts, incidentally, from around Hallamland, and from time to time we mixed with the public. For example, here's an extract from a lunch show in June 1975.
And a very good afternoon from me, Ray Stewart, from the heart set of Sheffield, from a little tunnel which runs between two stores, in actual fact. And there's a lady conducting some sort of research. I'm asking her, first of all, what kind of answers do you get?
The right ones.
Right. Could I ask you, what exactly are you trying to find out?
Well, I'd rather not answer that, if you don't mind.
There must be a special reason for that.
Well, let's say I'm in your line of business.
Therefore, it must be something to do with them. Now then, I'm going to make a quote from a newspaper. You don't mind that at all, do you?
No.
I'm going to quote a certain corporation. The Listener, February the 6th, 1975. And I quote, "One criticism of the BBC technique is that interviewers, with commendable honesty, identify themselves as working for the BBC. And there is a chance," and I quote, "there is a chance that this leads to overclaiming of BBC viewing or listening."
You want me to answer that?
I do indeed, yeah.
Well, I think actually, if you want an answer to that, you should go to BBC headquarters in London.
Do you ask if people do listen to commercial radio as well as...
Yes, I do.
And RTV
as well? And BBC local radio and commercial TV, yes.
Can I thank you very much and ask you, what kind of answers have you been getting this morning, apart from the right ones?
Well, actually, the people in Sheffield, I'd like to say this to them, they're absolutely superb. Of all the places that I work right the way through Yorkshire, I think Sheffield people take some beating.
Now, there was a survey conducted Radio Hallam, an independent survey was conducted a couple of weeks ago, where Radio Hallam came out with 48% of the listening audience in Sheffield.
Yes.
How do you think that figure will compare with your particular survey?
No comment. Sorry.
Fancy Ray Stewart going up. What a thing to do, to stop a lady who's working for the BBC on an audience research thing, and we work for commercial radio, asking her questions. I mean, are you there, Ray? He's probably been beaten up. Are you still there, Ray Stewart?
Yes, I'm here, Keith. We've got the horns gone funny on the car again. It's Mike Rouse, you see. He tries to attract attention. It was very good of that lady, I thought.
I did as well, actually.
To join us on the programme.
However did you manage to... You must have been doing your homework, coming out with all those quotes, frightening me to death up here.
I read it from a book, in actual fact.
Yeah?
Yes, which is very naughty of me, I know, but I did make a quote, and she did give me some stick after we went off the air, but never mind.
Did she?
Oh, yes. She's going to give you some in a while.
Is she coming out to Hallam?
Yes.
I'm away for the afternoon.
I thought you might be. Anyway, there you are, Keith. We're going to shoot off now. We're going to see if we can find some frillies around the town.
Oh, yes. Do you know which direction you're going yet?
I'm in my mind up yet. Might go to Norfolk Park. Might go to Kelvin. Bit nice, anyway.
All right. Give us a buzz in a few minutes and tell us where you're going.
Right.
Okay.
Say no more.
Right.
Try. Bye.
Carpet cleaner, paintwork cleaner, upholstery cleaner, washing up liquid.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello.
Thinking of starting your own cleaning business, then?
No, we're moving into our new house this weekend. I'll have to clean the whole place from top to bottom.
I'm giving our place a once-over, so I've just bought my cleaner.
Just one? Oh, Star Drops.
That's right, Star Drops. Just count the jobs, then count on Star Drops.
And think how much I'll save.
Star Drops cleans right round the house.
Well, they can supercharge their hot rods, they can fuel inject the motors. But all I need is an ice box to cool my Pepsi Colas. Well, a fist full of Pepsi makes a church miss a beat.
Nice motor, fellas. Wow, Pepsi, that's neat.
So when you're cruising with your buddies and you want to jump the queues, lip smacking Pepsi cues the summertime blues.
Lip smacking Pepsi cues the summertime blues.
It's the final week of the great carpet mill sellout at Allied Carpets. There's just a few more days to pick up a quality carpet at half maker's list price. Only a few more days to take advantage of our £750,000 scoop purchase of Axminster's, Wilton's, Velvet Piles, Cords and Pattern Broadlooms with sellout prices from £2.99 to £7.99. But hurry while there's still a good selection, because at half price they're selling out fast. Don't miss the last days of the great carpet mill sellout at Allied Carpets, Furnival Gate, Sheffield and Duke Street, Doncaster.
We'd rejoin Ray Stewart on a June afternoon in Hallamland, somewhere out and about, so let's start with the weather.
The weather here in the centre of Park Hill Flats is quite nice. A little bit dull, but it's warm, and I think it's time. We've got one or two people looking out the balconies.
Really?
Yes, and all they've got to do to win some LPs and single records is come down here to the Hallam Van and talk to us. But you've got to give the wave for when they wave their Rudy frillies.
Are there any frillies on parade?
There's one or two ready to be waved, I think. All you've got to do is tell them what to do, Keith, and that's it.
Well, I wouldn't know what to do, but we'll give them a countdown of 10, and if people wave the frillies and race down to Ray Stewart, you can cop yourself a record and have a chat as well if you want a couple of dedications, etc. All right, on the count of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Wave your frillies.
The frillies are waving. It's incredible. I've never... Rudy frillies are waving all over the place.
Really?
Never mind. Yeah, well, you know, that just shows you how popular you are, doesn't it? Listen, the thing to do now, of course, is to nip down to the Hallam Van right outside the park. Well, you don't have to live in the Park Hill Flats if you want to drive down rather quickly before 2 o'clock. And we'll give you a simple competition and give some records away, if that's okay, Keith.
That's super, yeah.
Right.
Joan Brown.
And whereabouts do you live?
I've come to live with my mother on Flats for a holiday.
But where do you live normally?
In Germany.
See what I mean?
Oh,
you can't win.
You attract them, Ray.
I know. Now, what, you've come on a holiday. How long for?
Till 11th of July.
I can't imagine anybody coming to Sheffield for a holiday, even though it is a beautiful city, Peter Wigley.
Well, we miss the, you know, friendliness.
Do you?
Yeah.
The friendliness of South Yorkshire people?
Yes.
She's got a very good Yorkshire accent if she lives in Germany.
Yes, I have a sneaking suspicion, actually. She comes from Sheffield, but she's living in Germany, don't you?
Yes.
She's come for a holiday, you see, and she was waving something at me, which are...
A pair of frilly knickers.
Oh, red and white knickers. It's absolutely fantastic. So, as you're from Germany,
yes.
And but you're not really from Sheffield,
no.
You're going to give that young lady over there your name and address here,
yes.
And we'll send you 6 records to take back to Germany.
Yes, thank you.
Right?
Yes, thank you.
Say hello, Keith Skews.
Hello, Keith Skews.
Hello, young lady. I didn't even get her name. What was it?
June Brown.
Oh, yeah. Well, whereabouts in Germany are you?
In Fallingbostel.
You were with the forces, obviously.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Nice one. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Frankie Vaughan celebrated his 25th anniversary in show business in June 1975, and by coincidence, he visited Radio Hallam on the occasion.
Somebody reminded me that it was 25 years since I first started in show business. I had a guilt complex about it for a whole week. And I thought, what the hell? I really don't feel, you know, that I've been in the business that length of time. I'm enjoying myself so much at the moment. And especially in the recording field, I'm I think I'm making better records now than I ever did, truly. I mean, certainly enjoying it much more. And we're with a new label at the moment, and very lucky enough to have with a guy called Terry Brown producing me, who's a good old dab hand, a jazz player.
Yes, he used to do Kenny Ball stuff.
That's
that
right.
Terry Brown.
Yeah,
wow.
And he's produced some beautiful stuff with me recently. I'm ever so pleased about it.
Late news came to me last night while I was in the office. A gentleman called, not that he'll hear it, Pat Sullivan, who edits a post office magazine down in London, rang up to say you just become a granddad. Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Absolutely delighted.
Is that the first time around?
Oh, yes. Stella and I are grandparents for the first time. And we're delighted because it's a little girl. It's the first girl in the family in sort of 19 years. They're all fellas. And, you know, we go around the country and into different countries and we see so many lovely little presents we can bring back for little girls, but not for boys. I mean, little lads, all they want a pair of jeans and a pullover and muck them up, you know. But with little girls, it would be nice to bring little goodies home, so I'm afraid you're going to get ruined. Ruined.
Now let's catch up with some music. 16 minutes past 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the 30th of September 1979. We're looking at the year 1975, so let's go back and start at
January. Sick and tired, you've been hanging on me. You make me sad with your eyes. You're telling me lies. Just a silly phase I'm going through.
Extracts from half a dozen records from the year 1975.
It's nice to have a radio station as a friend.
Ron Stripling Casanova is about to have his wings trimmed. Per se, his eyes have never left the beautiful Lady Lydia all evening. The fool will soon learn why we call her the Elegant Iceberg.
Yes, Romford. Look, she pretends to make play with him. How droll. But stay, the impertinent fella hands her a beautiful golden trinket, which, pon my word, she accepts.
It's clear she's his. Oh, the devil take him.
Such ignorant buffoons I ignore, but for you, Casanova tells all. Bramall's Gold Room, me friend. Bramall's Gold Room.
Put gold in the life of the love of your life at Bramall's.
Men fall in love with her. Lonely women confide in her.
Angela Rippon.
Now she tells her own fascinating story in this week's Daily Mirror.
What happens behind the scenes?
What she thinks of her fans.
Her private life. Angela Rippon, another big-name series in this week's Daily Mirror.
Plus, save money this week with a Mirror's great cost-cutter tokens when you shop at Currys.
And from Ireland, the best reports and pictures of the Pope's historic visit.
Don't miss this week's unbeatable Daily Mirror.
Get it tomorrow.
Hello, Jack. This is a surprise. I thought you always drove to work.
Not anymore. No more queuing for petrol or traffic jams for me. In my case, I actually get to work faster.
I know, especially now because they've just added more trains on the busiest routes.
And it's so much more comfortable. It's nice arriving to work relaxed.
And don't forget, it can be cheaper with the season ticket.
You know, I should have done this years ago.
Now more than ever, when you're going somewhere, think again. Take the train.
Radio Hallam in 1975.
Hi, this is Peter Sarsted on the Keith Skews Show. Radio Hallam.
Oh, do, do, do. And it's on 194.
194 indeed, and indeed on... we couldn't give him the words to sing 95.2 megahertz VHF stereo Sheffield and 95.9 megahertz 95. VHF stereo Rotherham. Won't work, will it, Peter? It's a bit difficult, isn't it? 194 is much easier, isn't it?
194 suits me fine.
For listeners who've just tuned in at lunchtime, I'm sure you remember Peter Sarsted. If you don't, heaven forbid, can we... You must get very annoyed, Peter, when people come up to you and say, do you mind if we play that oldie again, a medley of that big hit from the February 1969, wasn't it?
Well, actually, I get very annoyed when people come up to me and say, Peter, you must get very annoyed at people coming up to you, because it was a song of mine, you know, I'm really happy about that song.
It was about February 69, February 69,
absolutely, you're really accurate. That was a very big year for me. 69.
Number one in the charts and there for 3 months.
Something like that, yeah. Mm. It did very well.
Well, let's have a re-acoot, if that's possible, yeah, to that particular record. We'll come back to you in 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamais. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age.
Your body's firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do, yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na 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 na.
I'm heading into the middle distance there. We have Peter Sarstedt and Where Do You Go to My Lovely. Why, Peter, if I can ask you straight to your face there, The record went on, there was an almost a false ending at the end, and you sort of just fade away into the middle distance. Why do records fade? Why don't you end them as such?
End the records themselves? Because it's a technique that people use. I mean, I've heard people say a bunch of record producers are sitting around and one of them turns around and says, oh, we're not using fades this year. We're not fading out records. And they don't. So I don't know why people use things like that. I have no answer for that.
Somebody once told me, and I won't mention his name because it was George Martin, who said that when disc jockeys introduce a record, it's fine, they'll introduce the record, but if a record fades, they will back announce it, and they'll say, fading into the middle distance, there, Peter Sarstedt, and Where Do You Go to My Lovely. Mm. If the record ends, they will go straight into a jingle or perhaps another record. Do you think there's any philosophy in that?
Yeah. I was always told at one stage that the reason it faded is because it helped the DJs.
Mm.
I thought that was, you know, and I can understand it, because if one's fading out and another one fades in, I think it suits the program better.
It does, but they're never in the same key. That's the problem, though.
Well, this is when you have to butt.
But what?
The edit. You have to butt edit.
But this is a live program, dear sir. This is a live program. We can't butt.
You can't butt here.
But we must say it is a live show. 28 and a half minutes past 4 o'clock on Sunday the 30th of September. 5 years of Hallam. If you've just joined us this afternoon and you're looking for the Top 40 programme, wondering where it is, you missed it. It was this morning. From 2 o'clock until 8 this evening, we're going through interesting happenings in 5 years of Radio Hallam that celebrates its 5th birthday tomorrow. And we've always had request shows. I think when Hallam first started, it was a corny title like the 1812 show or something like that. It used to start at 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Then it moved to 6, and we have request shows on Sundays at 12 noon as well. I can't remember. I thought Bill Crozier used to present the request show, but all the tapes I've got in our archives, I find that Roger Moffat is doing the request shows. Well, he doesn't get round to doing too many dedications. On this particular one, he's saying hello to Boadicea. Or was it Victoria?
No, it wasn't Boadicea. I think it was Victoria. Anything for... Would you shut up? Anything for Graham Michael Howe. of 116... They're trying to get me fired. 116 Moreland Road, Sheffield, whose birthday it is today. Now, this is rather strange, you see, because we were honoured by a visit today from Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent. And I said to them, I said, do you know, I've got a great idea, which I have mentioned before. I said, why don't you write a song called Anything? Because we get so many requests saying, anything for my auntie Gladys, and anything for this, and anything. I said, if only you wrote a song called Anything, we'd play it, because there you are, anything. You're with me, are you still with me? Are you with me? Yeah, good. Yeah, anything, you see. I thought it was a good idea. So, this is what happened. I said, right, Mr. Hatch, if you don't, in the next 5 minutes, write a song called Anything, and record it, I shall tell them who wrote Downtown, who wrote The Other Man's Grass. I shall tell them who actually wrote Don't Sleep in the Subway. I wrote those. I did that. He went white, wrote this.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's broadcast.
I would give you anything. I could bring songs to sing, words that rhyme with anything, and all my love to see you through. But would it mean anything to you?
You have just witnessed the first world broadcast of the latest song written by Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent. They did it for just for a bit of fun and games, because they are the sort of people they are. I wish I hadn't really bothered. Load of rubbish, that, wasn't it? But never mind, never mind. After that, I said to Miss Trent, it's about time you bought a new record out. Jackie, have you fallen asleep?
No, I'm just fed up of listening to the old man talking, you know. He just waffles on and that's it. I never get a chance to say anything.
Okay?
Yeah.
No, thank you very much. We've had enough. Yes, we've got the message. Anything, N-A-Y-T-H, thing.
Anything, anything. I would give you anything.
But to be serious, let's catch up with some of the news headlines from 1975. Here's Ian Rufus.
The Houghton, Maine colliery disaster. 5 men were killed and charges were later brought against 3 colliery officials. It's thought that fire damp ignited and caused an explosion which ripped through one of the tunnels. The next day, Friday the 13th, the tiny villages of Darfield, Great Houghton and Little Houghton mourned their dead. It was one of the worst pit disasters in the area on record. The vagaries of the British weather always seem to be most noticeable in Hallam Land. August 1975 saw one of the hottest days in Sheffield for 22 years. Doncaster had one of the hottest days on record anywhere, when temperatures hit 89.8 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade. Scores of people had to be treated in hospital for heatstroke. But by the end of the month, the seemingly impossible had happened. It snowed. It was also the month that rocked the cricket world. The exciting third test between England and Australia had to be abandoned after saboteurs dug up part of the Headingley wicket and poured oil on the turf. It turned out they were friends and family of the campaign to free George Davis, an East End of London criminal.
More news headlines after this break.
This is Radio Hallam in stereo.
Hello, me dearios. Here's a ballad sung by farmers in the dairy to encourage cows to provide the buttermilk and butter oil, which will be mixed with vegetable oil to make delicious and evil gold. With less fats and tasting gloriously like golden butter, it goes slowly and lugubriously. If I say it's for St. Ivel, wordle you from head to tail, would you look upon me kindly and obliging fill this pail? To which, surprisingly, the cow replies, if you say it's for St. Ivel, I will fill you countless cans. But in future, just remember, before you touch me, warm your hands.
New St. Ivel Gold, the best thing from the dairy since butter.
I'm talking to Miss Natasha Pointovich, the Russian ballerina with the world-famous legs. Miss Pointovich, you've broken short your tour with the Red Army Cossack team to stay here in England. Was there a disagreement?
Niet. I stay here for my legs.
Oh?
At your supermarkets, I am finding these galaxy tights by Pretty Polly, which are making my legs more attractive, duh.
Duh. I mean, yes.
They are coming in many shades and styles for very small monies.
That's why you're staying here. But what about your fans back in Russia?
Well, they still have the Cossack team, don't they?
Not anymore.
Galaxy tights from Pretty Polly, now on sale at most supermarkets. Pretty Polly brings back lovely legs.
And now with some more news headlines from 1975, Jim Greensmith.
Michael Taylor, 31, loving father of five boys, dedicated husband of Christine, 29, lived a quiet, contented life until one night at St. Thomas's Church in Gorba in Barnsley, when he took part in an all-night exorcism. It left him so mentally disturbed that he went home and brutally murdered his wife. He tore out her tongue and gouged out her eyes with his bare hands. He was tried at Leeds Crown Court in a case that made headline news up and down the country. On March the 25th, 1975, he was sent to Broadmoor for killing his wife. The case prompted an investigation into exorcism practices, and the Bishop of Wakefield announced stringent conditions governing the practice of exorcisms in his diocese. Mr. Taylor was later transferred to the light security establishment of Wadilove's Hospital in Bradford, because the authorities said they recognised he was now sane, and was only mad just before, during and immediately after the exorcism.
We had a lot of guest stars to the station in 1975, including Joe Cocker, Sheffield's very own, The Three Degrees, Peter Noon, Andy Fairweather Lowe, Elton John, Ralph McTell, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Dwayne Eddy, Lulu, Helen Shapiro, Alan Price, Johnny Nash, Des O'Connor, Mark Bolan and Charles Aznavour. And it was Charles whose record of She was a hit not only in this country, but around the world. He was, to say the least, delighted about this hit when he visited our studios.
Yes, I know, and that's why I'm so happy too, because it's always thrilling to be the first who have succeeded in something difficult.
Was it a hit in Britain before it became a hit in France?
Well, it's not released yet, it's in France.
Oh, isn't it?
I had to translate the song. I recorded 4 days ago.
You wrote it then in English?
I wrote the music only in English. It was written by Herbert Kretzmer. But I just recorded in German and Italian. It's going up in Germany and Italy, we're waiting.
It was recorded, wasn't it, for the television series? Seven Faces of Women, yes. Was it recorded then specially for us?
Yes,
for British people.
It was written specially for the series, and it was recorded specially for England, in England, with an English musical director, which is Dale Newman.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive.
me. I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Minutes to 5 o'clock on a Sunday evening, the 30th of September 1979. She by Charles Aznavour, going back to 1975. And it's 1975 that we're looking at in 5 years of Hallam.
Keith's Goose.
Vision, 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 vision,
vision. Vision Hire make a new Philips or Pi colour TV look even better, because a free £25 colour TV licence is yours when you start renting one of a selected range of new Philips or Pi colour TVs from your local branch of Vision Hire. A free colour TV licence with new Philips or Pi colour TVs at your local Vision Hire branch now.
Vision Hire.
There's a hard day's work ahead of you, and it's time to be moving on. When you're giving it all you've got through a working day, there's a thick milk chocolate bar to help you on your way. Bite on your teeth, Roundtree's your key.
Gotta keep moving on.
There are 6 solid chunks of Roundtree's milk chocolate in Yorkie. Good, thick chocolate in a big, chunky shape.
Thanks to Yorkie, chunky Yorkie. Keep moving on.
Frodo lives, Gandalf lives, the Nazgul lives, the Shire lives, Mordor lives. Now, United Artists and Fantasy Films present a motion picture fantasy to the edge of your imagination and beyond. Far, far beyond. J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Now showing at the Gaumont, Sheffield.
Radio Hallam, serving South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, and transmitting on 194 metres in the medium wave, 95.2 and 95.9 megahertz VHF stereo. We heard Roger Moffat broadcasting a short while ago, part of a request show, so let's rejoin Roger, still on requests, where he received a letter requesting him to play Happy Birthday Baby by Tony Christie. Now, for 5 years, there's been a love-hate relationship between Tony Christie and Roger Moffat.
I don't know who wanted the other one. I've lost the request somewhere. It's left it in my coat, I think, at home somewhere. Bit of old fellow.
There's a special day for everyone that comes but once a year. And for you, my love, that day of days is here. So have a happy birthday, baby. May all your dreams come true.
Absolutely beautiful. No words that I can think of can express my delight at...
Roger, you faded that early.
Not early enough, if you don't mind, Mr. Christie.
You're not allowed to fade my records, I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because I get paid for how long they're playing.
Oh, well, we'll see. We might put it back. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
The last time you recorded, that was in the lavatory, do you remember?
That's right.
Yeah, you were all
to the suitable music.
Yes, you were all pompous, and you came in and said, where's the echo chamber? If we want any echo, we use the loo. And that's where you recorded a bit, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, to the sound of the swinging chains and the backing room was.
How are you, then?
I'm fine. How's your leg?
Oh, it's coming along. Are you going to be at the party tomorrow?
I can't be. I will be in Germany.
Doing what?
I'm promoting a new record, which is just breaking over there.
Made another one?
Yes.
Good heavens.
Yes.
One would have been enough, that
I've
one.
I've changed record companies. I can now record what I like.
Well, so we'll hear it sometime during the
you
year.
You yes.
Oh, I'm not saying which year. Probably next. Get round to finding it. It is nice to see you.
Well, yeah. I thought I would pop in because 5 years, I'd like to wish everybody at Hallam a very happy birthday.
Why? We don't play your records often.
Well, there's just a chance you may.
Have you bought us anything?
Yes,
I mean, it's usual to give somebody a birthday present, you know.
Yes, I've brought a bottle of suitable liquid.
Oh, yes.
Be careful you don't break the other leg.
Well, have a nice time in Germany.
Yes, I'll drink to that.
Give my love to Hitler.
Same, will.
Is he still going, is he?
Yes.
I'm a bit slow with the news, you see.
Yes. Plays a lot of golf. He's always in the bunker.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's enough.
Yes.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Wear your red dress tonight, and we'll dine by candlelight while the band plays those great golden oldies. I'll take you to a show, and when it's time to go, I'll tell the cab to drive us home real slow. So have a happy birthday, baby. May all your dreams come true the way mine have with you. This special day, I'd like to say I wish.
Many thanks indeed to Sheffield's very own Tony Christie there, and happy birthday, baby. Another guest who visited Radio Hallam in 1975 included, he was, in fact, Mr. Neil Sedaka, who began his career way back in 1959. His first hit record? It's not a competition. Can you remember what it was? It was, in fact, called I Go Ape. That was his most popular disc in America. I don't think it did a lot in this country. I think in Britain, O'Carroll was more popular, and other hits included Stupid Cupid, Stairway to Heaven, Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Living Next Door to an Angel, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Neil had his last hit record in 1962, prior to disappearing for a number of years, in fact 11 years, and then made a comeback in 1973. So the question is, what was he doing in the meantime and in between time?
I was going into an office 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, writing songs. No one would record me because the music business is very trendy. And, of course, my name was Taboo. And I was resigned.
Neil Taboo?
Sabu Taboo. I was resigned to the fact that I had had my very golden opportunity, my shot at the music industry and as a performer. I always had the opportunity to go to various countries. I used to go to Australia once a year for about 4 years to perform. But during those years, other than that, it was almost retirement. And it was very frustrating because I would walk down the street, having a top 10 record as a writer, mind you, in America, for instance, with working on a groovy thing, The Fifth Dimension. And people would say, are you still writing? Are you still in the business? What are you doing? And I would say, well, I'm in real estate. And, toss it off.
You were still with Howie Greenfield?
Yes, I was. I was.
But if you go into an office for 4 hours a day and you're told, right, I'm going to write a song today, surely songs don't just come like that. Haven't you got to be in a particular frame of mind to write a song?
There are good days and there are bad ones. We all have good days. The thing with me is I've always been a very disciplined writer. I have to give it a certain amount of hours each day. The most difficult thing for me is coming off the road when I'm on a concert tour, such as this one, and having to write that first song after 2.5 months of being on a road. It's very, very difficult. And it needs constant work every day, sitting at a piano and coming up with these songs.
But it was Laughter in the Rain that put you back in the charts again.
Was it ever?
Was it ever?
The Impossible Dream.
May we hear that now?
spine. I feel the warmth of her hand.
Neil Sedaka with quite a lot of laughter in the rain. This is Hallam.
This is your Sergeant Major Egg with some more sounds for you to identify. Fall in, lad. Yes, that is the sound of some eggs going into a bowl. And now, you've got it again, whisked with a bit of seasoning. And now, yes, some ham and mushroom being chopped and added to the eggs. And now, right again, pour into a hot frying pan to make a ham and mushroom omelette. Oh, yes, there's a lot of good meals in omelettes. So, crack a meal today.
Announcing a series of special concerts at the Sheffield Fiesta, beginning with the super sounds of the Four Tops.
Standing in the shadows of love.
Yes, the Four Tops at the Fiesta from Monday, October the 8th for 1 week. And to follow that, a welcome back to Mary Wilson and the Supremes. The Supremes for 1 week starting Monday the 22nd of October. So don't be late. Make a date with the Fiesta. For telephone reservations, ring Sheffield 760101.
What is it, Gerald? You're so restless.
It's nothing, Daphne, nothing.
Then why are you eating the end of your tie, Gerald?
It's nothing, I tell you, it's just that...
I know, Gerald, I know. You fancy something.
Yes, yes, I fancy something really...
All at once you get the feeling.
It's an urge, there's no concealing, they're so fresh and appealing.
Have some Walkers.
Thank you, my dear, thank you.
For the taste you can't resist, get a bag of Walkers crisp. Treat yourself, have a lovely bag of Walkers.
By golly, I needed that.
Walkers crisps, when you fancy something really...
5 years of Hallam, ladies and gentlemen, we're up to 1976. Outside broadcast again played a major part in our overall image. These broadcasts included live disco shows from Sheffield nightclubs, including turn-ups in Nether Edge, Genevieve's and Mona Lisa in town. We were at the Doncaster Racecourse for the Miss Impel 76 show, although we did a broadcast there on the celebration of the Pageant of the Horse the year previous. In the autumn, we made a second appearance at the Sheffield show at Hillsborough Park. We broadcast live from Barker's Pool Cenotaph on Remembrance Day in November, which was followed by a request show from members of the 13th, 18th Royal Hussars stationed in Hohner in West Germany, and who, incidentally, on Friday of this week, received the Freedom of Barnsley. 20 soldiers from South Yorkshire appeared on the programme. A little nearer home, during 76, we visited local places of interest, including Abbeydale Industrial Hamlet, and we went inside the Nick, Westborough Police Station. The lunch show in 76 was Luncheon with a Truncheon. Constable Peter Crossland talked to Ray Stewart about spot checks that police panda cars did and still do on vehicles.
Do you have to have a reason, Peter, for stopping a car?
No reason at all. No, stop any motor vehicle you like.
Because you can guarantee, I mean, if you were to stop any car you like in the city today, they'd say, what you stop me for? I haven't done aught.
That's the general reaction. On the other hand, most people not say anything. They'll just freeze at the wheel. You know, fish in their pockets and produce every paper from a driving licence to a... guarantee for anything, yeah, that's right.
Now then, when you do stop somebody, how many times do they talk themselves into a summons?
Good question. I can't honestly say that they talk themselves into a summons. They start rabbiting a little bit, it doesn't help matters. But I don't actually think they talk themselves into a summons. I mean, if the offence is committed, it's committed, and that's the end of it, you know.
Well, supposing they haven't committed an offence, but they can talk themselves into one.
Well, if they haven't committed one, we can find one if you look at it. I'm sure we can, you know.
I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that no matter what you do, no matter how good you are as a driver, every time you get in your car, you commit a traffic offence immediately. Even a policeman in a panda car will.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we commit an offence every time, but everybody makes mistakes, you know.
Do you smoke, Peter, by the way?
I don't smoke, no.
Oh, that's the end of that conversation. Are you allowed to smoke in a panda car, in actual fact?
No, you're not allowed to smoke at all. I'll leave it at that, no.
You're not allowed to smoke at all? Even
not
when
at
you
all.
Walk in the beach as well, you're not allowed
no,
to smoke?
No, not in the public view whatsoever. In a police station, it can be allowed, but not in public view.
Why not?
Well, I don't think it looks right, does it, for a start?
Well, I don't smoke.
No, neither do I, but I don't think it looks right.
You may or may not have heard of this week's Top of the Cops, the Top 50. Here it is.
Greetings, cop pickers. Aha, yeah, it's me again. We're hanging on off and Fluff Friedman with this week's top 50 police tunes. And here we go, cracking at the bottom. 50, Set Me Free, Tying with Little Arrows. 49, The Laughing Policeman. 48, Give Me Just One More Chance. 46, Bye Bye Blues, Tying with Blues in the Night. It's All Over Now. 45, 44, Every Little Beat of My Heart. 43, Little Rita Meter Maid. 42, Stop, Stop, Stop. 41, Speedy Gonzales. 40, Shotgun. 39, Lead Me Home Gently. 38, Better Move On. And 37, The Finger of Suspicion points at you. 36, FBI. 35, Chain Gang. 34, Inside Looking Out. And 33, It's Cops on the Run. 32, Out of Time. 31, Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. 30, Heroes and Villains. 29, Do You Know the Way to San Quentin? 28, It's Band on the Run. It's 27, Sitting on the Bay of the Dock. What about that one, Pop Figures? Here we go, 26, Catch Us If You Can. 25, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. 24, 7654321, Blow Your Whistle. 23, Police Release Me. 22, Police Release Me. 21, Please Police Me. Very confusing, I think I got them wrong, but never mind, on we go. 20, Sing a Song of Friedman. 19, Behind Closed Doors. 18, Stopper on Sight. 17, West By Will I See You Again. 16, Outercliff Boy. 15, Ride in Cell Block Number 9. 14, I Want to Be Bobby's Girl. 13, I Fought the Law, and you know what, cop pickers? The Law won. 12, Jailhouse Rock. 11, Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache. Here we go with the top 10, Buzz with a Fuzz. Patches, They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha. Copper Gavana, Here Come the Judge, These Boots Were Made for Walking, The Beat Goes On, Jailer Bring Me Water, the top two, A Panda, number one, It's King of the Cops, right? Right, stay tight, right, what's not halfway?
And if you think those titles were bad, stay tuned for after the news, you'll hear some more when we visit the Brewers Top 50. But first,
David Roby with Radio Hallam News. The Pope has arrived at the little Irish village of Knock.